Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, I am so excited to hear your voice. I just always miss you, and I thank you for being here. And you will be so excited to know that I'm talking with Jeff Shackelford today. Independent voice in golf. Quadrilateral is his newsletter. Senior writer once upon a time at Golf Week. Contributor Golf Channel. And he's author of Golf Architecture for Normal People. He's co-designer of Rustic Canyon Golf Course. And you can go to jeffshackelford.com. He created that site to expand on his many published writings. And you will get a kick out of the way he writes. It is just so sweet. Okay, we're going to get right to Jeff Shackelford after this.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii. Quality cameras to capture the memories, now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
Jeff Shackelford, independent voice in golf. Quadrilateral is his newsletter. Senior writer at one time, Golf Week, contributor Golf Channel. And he is author and writer. 11 books. And the latest is, well, it's a wonderful book about how to golf architecture for normal people. That would be like, well, I'm not sure if I'm normal, but that would be for me so I could understand things. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jeff.
Thanks, Danielle. Good to be back and good to hear your voice.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice. It feels like it's been forever, but you know, I've got to tell you, there is nothing more enjoyable then reading someone's writing and then laughing as you go along, you know, laughing with the author's writing, because some of the things you were talking about, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I was going through all of your newsletters. There was so much to love from Jay Monahan's biannual press conference appearance at the Players. If you're a poker player looking to pick a pocket... That was just one sentence. You know what I'm saying?
Well, these are strange times in the game, Danielle. I think you have to have some fun with them. At least that's my view. And, you know, it's kind of why I've shifted over to focusing mostly on the majors. But I don't know if you try to take all this stuff going on in the pro game seriously, if you'll retain your sanity. So why not laugh at this stuff and... you know, it doesn't make me many friends, but you got to be entertained, I think, at least. And you know, I have paying subscribers, Danielle, and so I got to make sure I inform them and I put a smile on their face.
Yes, too. You do it. Here, the commissioner's best medium has never been in front of bright lights or within 1,000 yards of a camera, even when he's on with slow-pitch softball legend Joe Kernan. Monahan wears the persistent expression of anyone who's ever tried to assemble a piece of IKEA furniture. You know, and I just get this picture. It is perfect, and it is wonderful. I do need to go into something about Scottie Scheffler. I was so relieved when Scottie Scheffler won last week. Because, you see, I think we need a Scottie Scheffler to be the guy at the top that everyone is chasing down. And we can cheer on his greatness. Remember the Woods' era, you know, eras, the sparkle of watching his great shots being pulled off. The youngsters, so to speak, I put that in, giving good chase. But then our champion comes through time and time again. Someone we can count on. We could count on or demand the best from the chasers. You know, you could count on the winner demanding the best from the guys behind. I just don't see that. That's what's lacking. The excitement of the game with the satisfaction that the top guy will be the top guy or somebody's going to take him down and it's going to be close. That's what we don't have. And if Monahan doesn't get it together pretty soon, I think we're just going to kind of lose the luster of the PGA Tour.
Oh, I think it's already happened. Okay. I mean, you just saw that the ratings with the players were really a disaster, given what a great finish it was. And I don't like to use ratings as a barometer too much, but I think it spoke to what we've kind of sensed. I mean, there's a couple things going on, as you know. I mean, you didn't even open the show today with open tee times, which I'm wondering if they're all booked because people are out playing golf, and so that's number one, taking eyeballs away from the game. The recreational game hasn't been dented one bit in this. And then you have the perception element that, you know, they're kind of rich brats, and why do I want to spend time with these people? That has been building, and you hear it in conversation, and I think that's been spelled out in the ratings. I would differ a little bit on Scheffler. I know what you mean about a star. Yeah. And somebody doing amazing things, and he's doing amazing things. He's not the most enjoyable person to watch play golf. He looks miserable, and I think that's important when you see somebody having. I mean, they don't have to. They can't all be Lee Trevino and Chi-Chi or Tiger Woods and have this kind of electric or comedic or special vibe to them. It's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But I've been watching some other players, and they don't look quite so miserable. And Scotty looks kind of miserable as he's doing, you know, just incredible things. The way the consistency with which he plays now, which is so incredible. In a modern game where there's so much money, and Tiger's talked about his cut streak for a reason, because the money's so good. If you're not really firing, you just kind of mail it in or you miss the cut. And so that's taken a little fire out of things, I think, at times. And that's just the nature of the beast where we're at. But and then the way the game's played is also not – I know that the tour is in love with the power game, but it just doesn't translate as well to TV as great shot making and a variety of styles of play. And that is the one nice thing about the players. It tends to give you a leaderboard of a bunch of different styles, and then it did once again. But week to week, that's not really happening. And every sport that's pursued the power game has regretted it, because it tends to give you – it just turns it a little too one-dimensional.
Yeah. Exactly. Before we go into John Rahm, I'm going to do exactly what you suggested. What happened to the Open, Danielle? On the Hawaii Island, Big Island. I love the Big Island. A Volcano Golf Club is 54 degrees. There's an 840, a 916, and a 1048. And the Stargazers and the Lost Boys, they're out there, you know, playing. So you got out. And Poipu on Kauai has a 9:10 and an 11 o'clock. They're open after 12. Aaron Rodgers is there. Speaking of power, yeah. And then Turtle Bay, there's an 8:30, a 9 o'clock, and a 10:16. The Legal Group, the Legal Eagles, Eagle Beagles, the Legal Group, that's all they'll call themselves. They're out. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's at Royal Hawaiian Country Club, an 8:50, a 10:08, an 11:16. Bayview, 9:08, 10:08. Wailea Gold, a 9:40. Emerald, an 11:30. Blue Course has an 11:50. And the ladies' tees, they're out, and so is the group from T-Mobile. They're having a good old time. They've got their phones. Oh, never mind. Kapalua, 8:48, 9:12, and 10:36. So everybody have fun, because it's going to be breezy. Bring your breezy wind game. It's mostly sunny, rather windy. High today about 82. Easterlies 15 to 25 miles per hour, and some isolated showers in the afternoon. There. That's the official Open. I'm talking with Jeff Shackelford, author of Golf Architecture for Normal People, co-designer of Rustic Canyon Golf Course. JeffShackelford.com. It was created to expand on his writings. And you can go to look up Quadrilateral online. And it's just, his writing is just wonderful. And I get such a kick out of it. So, John Rahm apparently thought that everybody was going to get together once he went to live or something. What's going on with John?
What's going on with John is he's been enjoying all of his money and planning a very expensive big champions dinner that he can definitely afford to put on, Danielle. We had a nice Masters call with him. He was in great spirits. Took all questions, didn't seem annoyed by anything at all. But, you know, that would be the case with when you've cashed in like he has and life is good. But, you know, everything seems like it's good in his world and he's going to be fine for Augusta. He said his game hasn't been quite as good this year and he's definitely aware that he's not playing as much going into the Masters, and he is playing the week before, and he hopes to someday play the tour certain events again. But I think that's just the right thing to say in a situation like that. I have no idea what he really thinks of all this stuff. And he's much more careful with his words than the commissioner and his expressions. He knows how to sell it a little bit better.
Well. You know, I've heard, you know, that he was sort of implying that he kind of regretted going to LIV, that he would like to play on the PGA Tour. Was that just talk? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure those were, some of the headlines were a little odd. But no, he didn't seem to be regretting at all. I think he just noted, and that was my sense on the call, is he was just noting there are some differences in terms of the golf courses, and he did love watching the players, and he missed playing in Phoenix. But, you know, I don't know. He says he doesn't. He missed being at the players. He loved watching or whatever. Yeah, who knows? I mean, it's the right thing to say. If he says, I don't miss any of that, then he's a jerk as well. So he can't really win. I just sense he was just saying all the right things, and he's really been enjoying focusing on with Chef Jose Andres putting together his champions dinner menu.
Yeah, and planning the next trip to the moon. You know, he could afford to go on one of those shuttles at some point. So, what do you think of these special events that they have? You know, the limited events that we have now. They're not exciting.
Well. You know, it's shocking. We had an example in the World Golf Championships of what happens when you shrink the field. And I mean, they've had cuts at Riviera in my hometown. But I mean, small numbers of people are being cut there and at Bay Hill. So it wasn't really much of a. I mean, it's a cut, but there's not that quite
two guys.
And I think what's happened is what we knew would happen from the WGC model, which is that. You know, it's a lot of things go into making a golf tournament great. And by the way, I have no problem with the limited field at the Tournament of Champions when it's a legit. Yeah, that's what that is. That's supposed to be a different event. But the week in, week out PGA Tour is compelling, and it has an edge to it when you have a full field and you have a cut. And time has proven that. And that's why the majors play the way they do. And sometimes you get these great stories that break through. Everybody's convinced themselves it's only about the stars. Well, actually, I think my favorite tournaments of the year so far were the ones where we got to watch people who weren't stars and the television people explain who they were and how much they'd been through and what this check and this performance was going to do to change their life. And I found that way more compelling then because they're playing for $20 million. Yippee. That just doesn't compute.
Yes.
It doesn't, the difference between a $15 million or a $10 million purse and 20, it just doesn't matter. And, to the fan, at least, and to the people watching. And so, I think it's just kind of a thing they made up to get by while they're trying to figure all this out. And it's odd to me because they've basically poo-pooed LIV as this illegitimate thing and 54 holes and small fields. And what are they doing? They're kind of reducing everything themselves. They're kind of matching it, and not in exactly, but and I think it all kind of came became apparent that the world ranking situation's a mess when they played up at Pebble, and they had to, because of the weather, shorten to 54 holes, and they still got this ridiculous amount of world ranking points for playing a 54-hole event, mm-hmm. the thing that they all mock about LIV. So it's been a brutal start to the year for the tour in terms of luck and maybe some karma thrown in as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, as long as they don't go to a staggered start, you know, that's where I've got a real problem. It's, you know, this staggered start, it's such a, come on, guys. It's weird. You can't, don't even know who's where and what. It's just too strange. All right. So, you know, do you see, before I really want to go and talk about your book and how it can help my game. You know, that's what everybody wants to do. Help my game. Not mine, but ours.
Yes.
So, what do you see as the solution to this? These two, you know, the big money PIF and then the PGA Tour was wishing they had the big money. What's the solution?
It's a mess at this point because I think one of the big problems in them coming together is that LIV is really determined to have teams, and teams are where they can create franchises, and franchises create some value, I guess, technically, if they were to be built. I don't think LIV's gone about the team thing very well. I've always been interested in the idea, and I think there's some merit to it because we see how the Ryder Cup is and team golf, but these horrible names they've given them, they're cartoonish. And mm-hmm. I think they made a massive blunder there in not having them either be centered more around countries or the player, the captain. I mean, John Rahm even, you know, he could name it whatever he wanted, and it's his team, and he comes up with this thing, this Legion 13 that was Caesar's group that kept invading and kept losing, and they were losers. And I understood the backstory a little, but they lost. They kept getting killed, and so you're just like, what are you doing? It's just so strange. So they have this divide where that to them is important, and the tour, it's not important. So until they resolve that, and then financially and in terms of philosophy, the tour has really wants to be a U.S.-based and U.S.-heavy operation, and LIV wants to be a world entity. And then you have a lot of players now who want to be global players if given the opportunity. They see kind of what's happened in Formula One. And so they've just got major differences. And, you know, the tour is really in danger of, I mean, I get it. It travels brutal. And look at we saw Soyeon Ryu just retired in the women's game at 33. And I know I talked to her last year. The travel was brutal. The LPGA plays an international schedule. It's hard. You know, you see where things are going. And there's a real danger the tour becomes essentially like the Champions Tour of the AJGA. You know, it's just a very American-based thing of older adults who play kind of that circuit, and a lot of them came from that circuit. So but the world's open to golf coming to them, and big time sponsors and investors would like to see it travel the world. So I'm having a hard time seeing where they're going to find common ground.
Yeah, and I loved your comment when you said, Monahan said that they had just, you know, had a conversation, they were negotiating or something, and it had been like, 2 months ago?
Yeah, I mean, come on, and nobody in the room bought that at the time, and somebody did follow up, and it's like, oh, come on, you know, I mean, are we that stupid? And then they just went down to the Bahamas, and then we find out, they just got to know each other. Like, really? I just did an interview for my newsletter with Hughes Norton, Tiger's old agent. And he said, you got to be kidding me. You went down, you came out of that with nothing. You all get on these private jets and have these meetings, and you've got nothing out of that? I mean, come on. Get your acts together.
Yeah. You guys are big people.
Yeah, supposedly.
Okay, now let's get to the book. Okay, Golf Architecture for Normal People. How do you break it down for us so we understand?
Well, you know, it's my favorite topic, as you know, and I've written a bunch of books, and I just decided it was time with all the kind of the change in understanding of golf course design and how many more golfers are into analyzing a course and having opinions and formulating them to help people better formulate and ask the right questions in their own head to answer why they like the course. Because I think that's something, there's plenty of books written about what the fundamentals are, and I got some complaints that this book didn't go through the history, blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, I'm not, you know, I have another book, and there's other books, great books, about the kind of the nuts and bolts, and I'm more interested in when you walk off a course being able to think about it a little bit and think about why you didn't like it or why you loved it. And so I basically give you three simple questions to ask, but those questions speak to all the things that really go into what makes a course likable. And we've also just gotten so snobby again in golf course design with rankings and things. And there's so many good, solid, fun places to play that I want people to better recognize their merits, even if they're, you know, not going to be in the top 10 in the state or the top 100, that these courses have merit because they make you want to come back and play them again, and you can remember all the holes, and they are just a kind of a nice walk in the park. And we need to better appreciate those courses a little bit more. And so that's kind of my long-winded way of saying it's a book about golf course design, but hopefully makes it a little bit more fun to think about the topic.
Yeah, and here, from the Independent in Ireland, golf architecture for normal people should be required reading for those who are not ashamed to admit they know little about the subject, and for those who think they do. Golf course architecture geeks have trouble slimming their thoughts down into bite-sized chunks, but Shackelford has achieved a remarkable success here. And from Lynx magazine, from the relative newcomer who's slowly getting hooked to those who have played the game for most of their lives and think they know a thing or two, golf architecture for normal people provides a solid and sober perspective that will help everyone recognize why some courses are worth playing more than once, while a single trip around others is all you'll ever likely want or need. It's all in what you like. Oh, anyway, that's just me adding that. Jeff Shackelford, where can we get your book?
Well, you know, Amazon's always good, but if you have a great local shop, they can order it from all the normal distributors, and it's available that way as well. So obviously, I always love to support local bookshops if I can, but, you know, sometimes there's just no other quick, easy way to get it than Amazon.
Awesome. Jeff Shackelford, Independent Voice in Golf, Quadrilateral is his newsletter, and, you know, he's author, Golf Architecture for Normal People, and 11 other books, co-designer Rustic Canyon Golf Course, and you can go to jeffshackelford.com, created to expand on his published writings. Thank you so much, Jeff, for spending time with us in the clubhouse.
My pleasure, Danielle. Take care. Thanks again.
Aloha. Tom Freestone, PGA, he's playing today at Ocean Course at Hoku'ala. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? Let's go.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
It's Aloha Power's Honda Generator Sale. We have specials in every size. Save $200 on the Honda EU2200 and a free extended warranty worth $250 for a total savings of $450. Keep your lights on and your equipment running while others are in the dark. You want them? We got them today. And we ship off island. Aloha Power Equipment, EVLA next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it.
Aloha Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
Tom Freestone, PGA General Manager, Ocean Course at Hoku'ala on Kauai. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, aloha, Danielle. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
We got an awesome match going on right now. We got Michael Niter from Prince Hill Mackay, GM. We got Steve Murphy, Director of Golf over the North Shore Preserve in Prince Course.
Right on.
Tom Freestone. And we are, you know, enjoying this beautiful day here at Ocean Course Hoku'ala after hosting the Donis Thompson Invitational.
Yeah. Celebrating and paying tribute to UH's first women's athletics director. And this is, what, the 37th playing?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Anna Consortenstam was a winner of this championship back in the day. And it was amazing collegiate golf. And it was a great honor to host the UH women's program and invite all these beautiful teams from all over the nation and play some amazing golf.
Yeah, 15 teams from 12 states competed in the 38th annual Dr. Donis Thompson Invitational. It was Arizona State, Boise State, Fresno State, Hawaii, Long Beach State, Mercer, Moorhead State, New Mexico, North Carolina, Rutgers, Sacramento State, San Francisco, Texas State, Tulane, and Washington. That's a lot of people coming in from a lot of states. That must have been amazing, the energy that they all brought together.
Oh, yeah. We had an amazing electric energy throughout the property. You know, we like to fire them up, so we had some music playing on the range, and they were fired up to go out. And Ashley Mene shot 64, which is...
Wow.
The course record here at Ocean Course Hoku'ala set by Sam Bennett and our John A. Burns. So she now holds the women's course record here at Ocean Course Hoku'ala. And 42 under Arizona State University forks up. They went nuts out here. And the other teams ended up 17 under for North Carolina, and 17 under for UW, so they came in co-second place. And but I don't know what it is about this golf course, but it always comes down to the last hole after three rounds of golf. And Ashley Mene battling Camille Boyd from UW comes down to the last hole, and Ashley had to make a 12-footer for bogey just to win outright and not share the trophy.
Wow. That's really something. Annika Sorenstam is really amazing. She said, to win any golf tournament is special. Then to defend a title successfully is very gratifying. I try not to think about defending, and I just focus on doing my best each round. I think, you know, she's a two-time Dr. Donis Thompson Invitational winner. I think we should all remember that. You know, don't think too much. Just go about your best game possible.
Absolutely. And Dr. Donis Thompson also has a famous quote that says, anything worth having is worth having now. And that's how we kicked off the final round. And as I said, I got to watch Camille and Ashley battle it out for the majority of the day. And I'll tell you, it was nobody made a mistake. There was a little rub of the green here and there, but everyone stayed patient, and they were in it till the last moment.
So this is the second collegiate event that you've had at Ocean Course at Hokuala, the Jack Nicklaus signature course.
Yeah. So John A. Burns was in February. We hope to host Dr. Donis Thompson for a long time if UH will let us, and we're hoping to welcome him back next year.
That's awesome. Well, say hi to the guys. You know, it sounds like you're having a great time. And Tom Freestone, PGA General Manager, Ocean Course at Hokuala, thank you for taking time
all
out
right.
While you're walking down the. Is it a beautiful morning at Poipu? I mean, excuse me, on Kauai at Hokuala.
It is. It's a fantastic morning, and in the afternoon we have the KIF matches with all the Kauai high schools. So we're me and Mr. Murphy are coaching for Kauai High, and you know we're hoping they do well today. It's going to be a tough one for sure. And then we got the juniors out doing their Operation 36 later. Hopefully a few golfers are sending it in for the evening with our golf zone in the night. So we look forward to welcoming anybody out here at Ocean Course Hokuala. Anytime you can get a round in over here on Kauai, come see it.
Right on. And would you let Mr. Murphy know that it's hard to keep up with you guys where you're at? Tell him to get in touch with me. It's been a long time since I've had a chance to talk with Mr. Murphy. I love that.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day, and aloha.
Aloha, Tom Freestone, PGA General Manager, Ocean Course at Hokuala. We'll be back after this. Diana DeLuce is in the clubhouse. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Hey, it's Aloha Power Equipment's Honda generator sale. We have specials in every size. You can save $200 on the Honda U2200. And that comes with a free extended warranty. That's worth $250. That's a $450 savings. Keep your lights on, your equipment running. while unfortunately the others are in the dark. You want them? We've got them today. We ship off island Aloha Power Equipment, Evilay. It's next to the Costco gas station. And in Waipahu, just off, it's right, you know, driving, going west on Farrington Highway, and you'll see over Aloha Power Equipment. I think it's Moku'ola. That's where you'd make the left turn. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment has it all. That's right. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief and publisher, Golf Kitchen. It's a lifestyle. It's a, it comes every four times a year, I believe. Yes. I think it went down to 2 times a year, and now it's back to 4 times. A magazine. She also has an amazing coffee table book, and I have the magazine in my hand. It's amazing. The paper is thick, and the colors are vibrant. And there are, I'm telling you, there are recipes on just about every page inside here. How to do this and that, and Dover sole and asparagus garnish, and the hollandaise, and the fish, everything. Welcome into the clubhouse, Diana DeLucia.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you?
I'm great. It's a beautiful morning. How is it in Connecticut? Are you in Connecticut?
Yeah, did you have to ask? It's an all-day rain day.
Oh, really? Well, it's been raining a lot here, too, so don't feel alone. And we need the water. The planet needs the water for us to drink, so we're okay. This is beautiful, this magazine. Absolutely stunning.
Thank you.
Yes. Liberty National Ceviche with a leche de tigre and the puri shells. Wow. This is a beautiful. Did you take these photos?
I did.
You are amazing. Award-winning photographer, this lady, and she's an award-winning writer. Liberty National's tuna tartare with the yuzu ponzu sauce and the creamy shallot and jalapeno guacamole. And all the ingredients that you'll need and how to put it together, it's all in here. They don't mind sharing their recipes?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think in this day and age, as much collaboration with chefs and restaurants and clubs, I think the more the better.
That's wonderful. And I really enjoy seeing Stephen Yen in the magazine. I really had a good time talking with him when he was on the show. Following the path to private club chefdom, from restaurant chef to commanding a private club kitchen, is not without forks in the road. Who wrote that?
Oh, I did. some help, though.
You had some help? I sure hope so, yeah. Because this is, you're coming out quarterly now, right?
Yeah, that's the goal. So the next one is in June.
Awesome. Now, tell us about how you go about putting all of this together.
Well, we come up with a couple of themes for the year, and then go about getting the cover story together, and then the interiors follow. But we have some great ideas, new ideas, with the front of the book section, Amuse Bouche, which is kind of fun. And I'm going to be combining that with Chef's Warehouse now with a new partnership. So we'll be able to have a lot of their vendors taking part in the magazine and possibly in some of the recipes.
Yeah.
Like I'm thinking of even doing clubs. Actually, we are doing clubs, two recipes from a club each issue featuring all Chef's Warehouse products.
Okay. Now, so, you know, I'm waxing poetic about how much I love this magazine. And this magazine is so good that Chef's Warehouse wanted to partner with Golf Kitchen. Tell us what Chef's Warehouse is.
Chef's Warehouse, it is a distributor of fine specialty foods all over the country. A lot of restaurants use them, and they have the best products. They've got about 72 vendors, and they're really doing well quite right now, they're investing all over the country and buying farms and helping vendors get their product out through restaurants and clubs.
Wow. They were founded in 1985, now a leading distributor of specialty food products to chefs, culinary professionals, enthusiasts worldwide, so you don't have to be a chef, with a focus on quality, innovation, customer satisfaction. Chef's Warehouse offers a curated selection of artisanal products from premium meats and seafood to specialty cheeses and condiments. So it's at chefwarehouse.com. Can you order and they send it to you?
They have distributors all over the country, and usually there's different reps in every region. So the best thing to do is if you're a club in Hawaii or a restaurant, to contact Chef's Warehouse and find out who your local rep is.
Right on. Awesome. And we know now what the 5th Annual Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Award is going to be April 23rd of this year?
No, we've actually delayed it. It has a clash date with the Taste of Golf. So we're waiting on a new date. The Taste of Golf event, as you know, I like to support, is in Naples, Florida at TPC Sawgrass on the 24th. So some of those people want to play in the tournament, and I don't want those events to clash.
No, absolutely not. You wouldn't want to take away from one or the other. And then, so when you do the Excellence Awards, you'll also have the annual Golf Kitchen Invitational?
Correct.
Awesome. Yeah. So you're just trying to figure out when you can slide it in at the right time.
Yeah. Plus, because of the partnership, there's a lot more interest coming towards the Golf Kitchen and what we're doing nationally and internationally. So I'm kind of excited. There's been, we're starting to get my stride again after the pandemic years. So I'm really optimistic about 2024.
I'm glad to hear that, because so many people are pessimistic. And it's like, hey, we just went through one of the worst situations, in anybody's memory. And now we're finally getting our legs back together again. We have so many restaurants and family restaurants in Hawaii that have to close because of the cost of products, it's good to hear that you're seeing some blue skies ahead.
Most definitely. Like, there'd probably be, like I said, some forks in the road, but I think for the most part, businesses are starting to move forward, have some more confidence. Clubs are booming. As long as we can tame the staff shortages and find a solution for that, I think everything will be smooth in the golf industry for the time being.
What do you think is the cause of the shortage of people working?
Well, when I started producing this, as you know, I knew you, that's when I met you.
Yes.
There was really a lack of interest or awareness that there were culinary jobs in private golf clubs and country clubs. And back then, I would go and talk to a club or a GM, and the board would always say no to my ideas. And when I looked at it, people and chefs would always say that's where chefs go to retire. There's no creativity at the club, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And it was true. So they have a whole missing generation from about 2020, probably 1995 through to 2015. So all the older chefs, they'll start retiring in the next year or two. And then there's the younger ones that are in their 30s, but there's not enough of them for the booming golf industry and all the brand new kitchens built all over the country.
Wow. That's why Stephen Yen, following the path to private club chefdom, when he started off, he was just a regular old restaurant chef. No offense meant, of course. But, people sometimes don't think that they can aspire to something like a country club kitchen.
Yeah, and he walked into one of the best in the country.
Yes, and now he's in charge. That's truly cool. Yeah. All right. So you're doing spectacularly. I'm looking at the ricotta gnocchi pasta. Wow, this is like a beautiful photograph. I don't even eat meat, and I want to What's in this? Let's see now. I guess I
Oh, you're looking at Thomas Isidori's masterclass.
I think so, maybe. Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, so Thomas has come on board. He's going to do a pasta or pizza tutorial every edition. And then actually the next one, so he's going to have a regular four-page spot now, and he's going to teach Italian pizza and pasta making. Children's one. So it'll be club kids, and they'll be learning how to make Italian pasta.
Wow.
No, Italian pizza.
Okay, I was going to say, pasta is really hard to make. But pizza is fun to make, right?
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that photo shoot.
Yes, I am. I'm looking at the article is called An Italian Heritage Through Pasta. Thomas Isidori, Executive Chef, Braeburn Country Club. So, yeah, this is great. And he's going to have a section every how do we get your magazine?
You can just go to golfkitchen.com and click the button. You can buy one magazine or you can subscribe. I've got a bunch left over if anyone wants to get another one of extra copy. And we also sent out a whole box to the Metropolitan Club Foundation vendor event and gave those out everywhere, and it was really popular.
I bet. I feel like I'm opening up a treasure. I don't want the pages to get bent, but I can always just spread this out and go, ooh, she has a whole section on wine. What is this here? Ooh, the Club Wine Review, a comprehensive and dynamic approach to wine reviews for the private club industry. How we score wines, all the different wines in here. Who's this gentleman looking so happy with himself?
That would be our wine reviewer, Fernando Silva.
Yes.
He's also a fabulous artist.
Wow.
And if you go to the last page, you'll see some of his paintings there.
Oh, yes.
At the end of the reviews, yeah.
Oh.
He does fabulous paintings. And if anybody wants to, any golf club out there, if you want to have your clubhouse painted by Fernando Silva, give me a call or an email, and I'll connect you.
Oh, what's your email?
It's diana@golfkitchen.com.
Very simple. Thank you for making it so easy. Everything's, you can follow Diana. Actually, it's Golf Kitchen on Twitter, on X, formerly known as Twitter, and on Instagram and on Facebook. You just go to Golf Kitchen, and you'll find her there. These are really nice. These paintings are beautiful.
And they're large. Like the Mr. Gregory from Glen Arbor actually hung that painting on the fireplace in the clubhouse.
Wow. Beautiful.
So he's starting to get busy with his art.
Yeah.
He's really, really eclectic. Like, he's a great guy, too.
Really nice. These paintings are beautiful.
And they're large. Like, the Mr. Gregory from Glen Arbor actually hung that painting on the fireplace in the clubhouse.
Wow. Beautiful.
So he's starting to get busy with his art.
Yeah.
He's really, really eclectic. Like, he's a great guy, too.
And is that his dog?
No, I think that's his friend, a friend of his that we had for the photo shoot.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful creature. He's well behaved too. He looks like a Samoyed, beautiful white Samoyed, maybe. It's a beautiful magazine. Diana DeLucia, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us, and thank you for persevering through the ups and downs and coming back up, and everything is. It was worth it. You know, it's hard,
hey,
but yeah.
It just goes to show, if you don't give up, you can get through, you can do it.
Exactly. If you don't give up, you get through. I like that. Thank you, Diana.
You're welcome.
Aloha. We're coming back with Danny Wilson. Executive Global Tours is the name of it. Executive Global Tours. He's the NFL travel manager, but he's also putting together golf tours, some really cool packages. Wait till you hear. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
It's Aloha Power's Honda Generator Sale. We have specials in every size. Save $200 on the Honda EU2200 and a free extended warranty worth $250 for a total savings of $450. Keep your lights on and your equipment running while others are in the dark. You want them? We got them today. And we ship off island. Aloha Power Equipment, EV Lane next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it.
Aloha. Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at WaileaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
Oh, it's going to be a mostly sunny day today, but it's going to be a little bit breezy. Windward and mocha, occasional showers in the morning and scattered showers, possibly isolated in the afternoon. We'll also have a high of 82. It hasn't been 82 in forever, 77 to 82. I don't mind. You know, I kind of like the cool temperatures. So the low tonight, 67 to 72. And the winds are out of the east, 15 to 25 miles per hour. So just be ready for that. And that goes through Sunday. And we've got tee times. Just bring your wind game. Volcano Golf Club, well, it was 54. It's probably warmed up a tad. There is a 916 and a 1048 and the Stargazers, they're out stargazing. No, they're playing a game of golf. Lost Boys are out too. And Poipu has an 11 o'clock. They're also open after 12, so give them a call. Aaron Rodgers was seen on the course. Mm. All right. And Turtle Bay has an 8:30, a 9 o'clock, a 10:16. I think it may be a little close on that 8:30. We've also got Royal Hawaiian Country Club, a 10:08 and 11:16. Bayview has a 9:08 and a 10:08. And now let's go to Kapalua. There's an 8:48, 9:12, 10:36. The Blue Course at Wailea has an 8:40. The Emerald has an 11:30. And the Gold Course has a 9:40.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Danny Wilson, Executive Global Tours, the NFL travel manager. And we're talking about golf tours, too. But, you know, golfers are football fans. So, Danny, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, I was thinking, you know, we can probably talk about your NFL traveling too, you know, as a travel manager. But let's talk about your golf packages, because I'm looking at this and there's golf, Bahamas, Argentina, Barbados, Ireland, Northern Ireland, Italy, Scandinavia, Scotland, Puerto Rico, Qatar, Dominican Republic, Portugal, France, Spain, England, New Zealand, Canada, Mexico, and Hawaii. So you folks put together golf packages for people coming here too?
We put together golf packages for everywhere. And the fun thing about it is it's all inclusive and we cater to golfers and non-golfers. We have wine trips also that include golf. We have sightseeing. So I'm putting together one right now that is couples going to Lake Como, Italy, for 7 nights, 8 days, rent, hotel stay, transportation from Milan to Lake Como, breakfast every morning, 3 dinners, sightseeing. So $4,500 if you're a golfer, that's 5 rounds of golf. It is $3,500 if you don't golf. So, and yeah. It is going to be a blast. A lot of the trips we do mm-hmm. are also centered around some of the NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL going on some of these trips with us. You get to play with some of them. Sometimes we set up autograph trips with them. It's just going to be a blast. So we're going right now. The one I'm working on is Lake Como, Italy, and that's going to be in September. And it's just a ton of fun.
The one that is in September to Lake Como, that's the 7 nights, 8 days. If you're not a golfer, it's $3,500. That's everything included except the stuff that I walk into a store and I see something I want to buy to take home. But otherwise, everything's included, tips and everything?
Well, you know, sometimes gratuity, you might tip the bellboy taking your bags up. But
okay.
Everything pretty much is included. And I say pretty much, with the exception of tips for dinner and things of that nature, all the things I've just told you is included.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's airfare too, right? Going.
That is airfare too. It's airfare, hotel. Like I said, we fly into Milan, transportation from Milan up to Lake Como, 5 rounds of golf, and some of the couples, one or the other, husband or wives or girlfriend or boyfriend, are not going to play 5 days. They're going to play, some of them going to play 3 days, but 5 days of golf is included in that package, $4,500.
Right, that's great. And how many people do you accommodate for one tour?
It depends. Like, we did a lot of tours, travel for the Notre Dame Navy game to Ireland last year. There were 125 people on that trip. And we did some of the trips for the 5 NFL games that were in London and then one was in Germany. So you had anywhere from 150 to 200 on some of those trips. So we can accommodate and put together a package pretty much for any group that if they have special things they want to see. So some of their trips for the one to Lake Como is going to be wine tasting, cooking classes, things of that nature. So because to Lake Como, you're on the northern border of Italy, so Switzerland is just right over across the way. So some of the day trips are going to be out in Switzerland or over in Switzerland, and we try to cater to whatever the customer wants to do.
Wow, that's nice. When you have day trips, there's the golf, yes, but let's say the spouse doesn't necessarily want to play and they want to go maybe see something, that you can arrange that sort of thing too.
Yep, some of them already. So we already are arranging those kind of things. Kind of poll everybody or the people going on the trip. Then I kind of survey what is it that you'd like to see on this trip. And a lot of them we already have set up. So yeah, we if somebody wants a cooking class and wine tasting all at one place, or if they want them separate, we set all that up.
Do you get to go with them?
That's the fun part, and you can come go with it. And the funny thing about it is, or the great thing about it is, these trips, you don't have to be a great golfer to go have a good time.
No, you don't. No, in fact, that's the thing about most golfers. We're not great golfers, but we have, you go on the golf course and you have a good time with your friends. And that's the most important part about the game,
Absolutely.
Relaxing and not taking it too seriously. And just one shot at a time and leave the bad one behind. You know, it's like, yeah, forget that one.
You got to have a short memory.
Yeah, truly, you know. So you're going to go on the trip to Lake Como?
So I'm going on a trip to Lake Como. And if people want to go, we can have a special code and give them the preferred rate. Yeah, so I will be there. And we'll have, you know, like I said, all the transportation, everything set up. And there's some NFL buddies that are thinking they may want to go. So, you know, we're picking some of the different teams depending on the golfers that are going. Hey, I want to have Danielle on the trip. Well, Danielle, can you make it, baby, right? And sign an autograph, and we're trying to set up some, you know, even some fun stuff like golf instructions while we're there. And just make it fun. The dinners are going to be geared around, okay, what kind of food do you want, and do you want it, you know, cook style where everybody kind of cooks something, or you want to watch the chef prepare something for the group. And we try to set up everything that's going to be local, that's going to be, you know, everything fresh and local, that they're catching the fish and, you know, the clams and all that kind of stuff right there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Sounds wonderful. So, you know, you're talking about the large group. What is the smallest group that you've ever taken?
Probably somewhere around 10 people.
Wow. See? So yeah. you can choose to have a small, more intimate group of people, maybe just a group of your friends get together and say, hey, let's do this. And or you can, you know, join the herd.
Well,
and that's so, well, that's like the cheering section when you guys went, the five NFL teams that played in Europe. You know, I was thinking that 150 to 200 people that chose to go on that journey, that's an entire cheering section. How much fun is that, right?
Yeah, it was. But the thing about the Lake Como trip,
yeah.
The Lake Como trip is one that I decided to put together just for friends, and we're already up to probably 20 couples. And, you know, so we want it to be intimate. I want fun people who like to have a good time, who, you know, I have golf buddies who are serious about golf. But what we try not to do is have the person who get bent out of shape when they hit a bad shot, because otherwise we'd be on the PGA, right?
Yeah.
And so shake it off, come back, get in the cart, have a drink, smoke a cigar, whatever it is you do. Don't ruin everybody else's trip.
Right. So, yes.
So you play with some of those people that in their backswing, you're chewing a banana and it's too loud for them. It's like, you know what? Life's too short.
It's a banana. How could you hear that?
Right?
Yes. So, okay. This is great. How do we get in touch with you?
So, Danny Wilson at executiveglobaltours.com.
Okay.
Tours with an S.
Okay.
And I would love to, you know, speak with them and set up something for them. We have a myriad of trips that are going to be going this year for NFL and for NHL groups, even some of the NBA guys. You know, when league is over and championship's over in June, they're already setting up some trips in August and November and things like that.
Wow. See, so there are all so many different options. This is Danny Wilson, Executive Global Tours, and you can reach him at Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, W-I-L-S-O-N, at executiveglobaltours.com. Thank you.
That's it. Thank you very much. I really appreciate y'all's time.
Absolutely. I had fun talking with you. I feel like I've been there, done that. Thank you.
Well, let's go. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Aloha. Michael Patrick Shields is with us next. Speaking of traveling. Yeah, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
KORLYNI Honolulu. All right, it's Aloha Power Equipment's Honda Generator Sale. Right now, we have specials in every size, and you save $200 on the Honda EU 2200. There's a free extended warranty. That's worth $250 for a total savings of $450. Keep your lights on, your equipment running. Others are in the dark, unfortunately. You want them, we've got them today. Yes, we ship off island. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile. It's right next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. Could be right by Waipahu Depot Road if you're going west on Farrington that you make that left turn. That's, yes, Aloha Power Equipment in Waipahu and right next to the Costco gas station in Honolulu. Yes, weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Michael Patrick Shields, host Michigan's Big Show with Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire. 1 minute, he's hobnobbing in Hollywood or appearing on the hottest game shows. The next, he's off to see Tom Lehman at Cragen's Resort in Minnesota. Then he's off to Cuba for a little R&R. And then, Palm Springs? He's probably been to 15 other destinations since the last time we spoke. Michael Patrick, welcome into the clubhouse.
Funny you should say that, because I've been blessed to be in Italy many times. And listening to your previous guest, I have never seen a banana in Italy.
Well, he wasn't talking about the guy eating it in Italy. He was just talking about people who get upset about things like, you know, silly things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you say, we'd rather not have, you know, if you take it that seriously and you're going to upset everybody by being upset yourself, yeah, you may not want to go with us.
But a banana wouldn't even make a sound
exactly
if you were eating it.
Exactly my point.
You'd have to be really fussy golfer if a banana bothered you.
Right, right. That's exactly what we're talking about, you know? I mean, seriously, you know, really. But, you know, people can be rather, blame anything on it. You know, that was your fault.
Yeah. Butterfly in an adjacent fairway.
That's right. Distracted me. So, tell me, where are you right now?
I'm in Palm Springs, California, where the Champions Tour is coming next week to Mission Hills, and I'm sitting on a golf course right now called Desert Princess, just sort of enjoying watching people pass through here. And my mind is wandering back to the days of the Bob Hope Desert Classic and how this was such an important place for golf, and You can't go five steps without a golf course here in this valley. And Bob Hope used to say, you know, I don't know what course I'm playing till I see where my first tee shot lands. And he was right about that. But it's ironic to me that those players, I was watching some videotape from the days of Charlie Jones and Peter Jacobson on NBC, and they would have Bob Hope in the booth. And the players who were on the leaderboard back then in 1991, for instance, are going to be here for the Champions Tour. And it's just sort of sweet memory, and a sweet memory when the PGA Tour was really special. And I'm not so sure these days that the regular events are as special as they used to be.
Yeah, no. That's one of my pet peeves. What do you tell us? Let's break it down. All right. What do you think about the PGA Tour? And I say PIF because, you know, the Public Investment Fund is where they have all their money. The LIV Golf is like just something they've created to make everybody angry to lure golfers away with, you know, $500 million. Hey, would you come and play on our little LIV Golf Tour for $500 million? Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. That'll change the entire generation of my family for the next 20 generations, right? $500 million.
Yeah, by the way, nobody won the Mega Millions last night, so it's going to be over $1 billion on, I think, the drawing's Tuesday. So that's my next shot.
Okay.
Because the LIV Tour hasn't come for me, but they should come for you.
No.
Because you're a perfect broadcaster for them. Colorful, experienced, knowledgeable. I don't know why you're not with David Faraday in that broadcast booth. That'd be great.
Yeah, he'd probably have me in stitches, and I wouldn't know what to say after a while. But why? Okay, before we go into LIV and PGA Tour and PIF, tell me what brought you to Palm Springs this time?
Well, I like, you know, the schedule just kind of wanders around. And so with that event coming here, I it's an easy trip for me from Hollywood for the weekend to come over. And I'm really nostalgic about these kinds of things. And when I come to a place like this, is a very nostalgic, old school kind of place. And I took the point of John Rahm this week, who was quoted as saying that, you know, he misses the real PGA Tour. I mean, obviously he'll be at Augusta National. That's a different animal. But he literally said, I miss going to play and defend titles in Palm Springs. And he cited Riviera. He said that's about as charming a course as we play on the tour. He missed the L.A. Open. He missed Hawaii was one of the other. The top three that he mentioned that he missed playing in those events. And so, like you said, he got the money, but it got me to thinking about, you know, like when you aspire to play golf and be successful in professional golf, what is it that was driving you to do that? You know that old phrase, for love of the game?
Yes. And
I remember, like, I never had a ghost of a chance of playing professional golf, but I do remember going to the practice putting green, and I invented this game where I would put two balls down and I would say, okay, if you can two putt these, you know, you get into the Tournament of Champions on Hawaii. And I would practice that way, you know, like with that. And then I go to the next hole. Okay, you make these two with two putts, you get into the Bob Hope Desert Classic. And to me, it was the romance and the excitement of qualifying for those tournaments and those cool places with the celebrities and the television. I didn't stand there saying, okay, if you make these two putts, you get $500,000. Not that money's not important, but, you know, the whole specter of the excitement of it. You know, the kids that play basketball outside, they're trying to be Michael Jordan. I don't think they're trying to be Michael Jordan because they want to be rich or LeBron James or whatever. The game, the excitement at that level.
Yes.
So it's just sort of, I've been sort of wondering, those guys that have, I don't want to say sold their souls to the devil because, you know, if they put that money in front of me, I'd probably do it too. But I take their point about missing the real reason, you know. And then when Phil Mickelson goes out there, maybe, and he plays in front of a sparse crowd of nobody there, you know, and he's being paid to play. He's not competing for money like the old system on the tour where, you know, you got paid based on how well you played.
Right.
You know, maybe a long time ago they should have changed it where if you got through Q school, you got a salary. and you played every week. Maybe there was a way to do that back then, but all of these things just sort of crossed my mind, and I even noticed Nick Saban, you know, finally told the truth about why he gave up coaching at Alabama this week in college football, and it was because the whole sport at that level has been ruined by money and entitlement and players who were coming to play football not to play but to make money. And, you know, I sound like an old fogey longing for the old days, but, you know, it's the love of the game that we play when you and I do, because, you know, we're out there imagining that that
we can hit it.
You know, playing. Yeah, well, can hit it is right, or sink a putt. But so anyway, all of this is coming to fruition here at Palm Springs this week, where, you know, it's an old fashioned nostalgic sort of place.
I love what you've just said. You see, I'm going to go back to that because I was looking up, you know, what's going on in Palm Springs. So there's the Palm Desert Food and Wine Festival, and there's the 13th Annual American Documentary and Animation Film Festival, and there's the Illuminaire House Grand Opening and Art on Main Street and Bill Cook at Marvin's Magic Theater and Chris Boddy at McCallum Theater and Coachella Valley Brewery Comedy Fest. And that's just the start, and I thought, I wonder which one, Michael Patrick Shields.
I'll get to as many as I can. I do remember being here last year and meeting Nancy Sinatra, which was pretty cool.
Wow.
She was one of the MCs of the, they had like an old-fashioned car parade. I don't know. I don't like to miss anything, and it's fun to be at things. And it's, you know, the tour is in Tampa this week. And we used to live our lives by the calendar. Now, I know the Live Tour is at Doral. And so, in a way, coming out, they're coming up, and they're playing at Doral, which was one of the premier spots on the PGA Tour, which now it's not because you know who owns it. And so that ends that, I think. But that was, you know, the toughest hole was the Blue Monster, the 18th hole.
That's right.
And every year you could watch on TV and you could see that hole and you could see the hotel in the background and you knew that was Doral. And so, in a sense, you know, like, I'll be curious. It's nice that at some of those venues, the Live Tour still shows up, but is it the same? Probably not. Certainly not.
No. I was writing down thoughts before the show, and because we were going to talk about, you know, the PGA Tour versus the Saudi Public Investment Fund, PIF versus the PGA. And I wrote, what do you think is the perfect solution to this paid handsomely to play versus earn your way? And you just said it. It's like football is no longer, you know, get into it for the love of the game. And golf seems to be going that way. And I'm watching some of the guys play, and they don't look like they're 100% in on the PGA Tour. Some of them look like they're not really that happy with themselves. I don't know what it is. Maybe they're just not happy with the situation they're in, you know, with this PIF thing, with Live versus PGA tournaments. That I was sad to see that. So I thought about it. But whatever the case may be, you know, do we need a stallion dominating the field like a Tiger Woods? Do you think that would, you know, like Scottie Scheffler? He's got an amazing game. His percentages are incredible, off the charts. He's beating everybody in all kinds of, you know, distance, and maybe putting was a problem for a while, but he's kind of getting that under control. Now he's gone to a mallet. But I just wonder what would you do?
Well, you know, when a player wins, let's say, the Memorial Tournament with Jack Nicklaus there and the Ring of Honor and the whole history on the tour there at that place in Columbus, it's got to be very satisfying. Or Bay Hill, Arnold Palmer's course, that kind of thing. How do they feel when they win some event in Qatar that nobody knows about and nobody watched on television and there was really nobody there, and it didn't really matter if you won or not. Maybe you got some money, but you were already getting paid anyway. Is it satisfying, I wonder?
Yeah.
And now, to the point, now there are many tour players who were really good who starved, because at that level, you know, a little difference is the making the cut or not. A little difference is making enough money to pay your caddy and get yourself to the next destination.
Yeah.
So it's understandable. There probably have been some of the finest golfers in the world who went broke trying to play the PGA Tour and making it into events and still going broke. So it's easy to spend other people's money, and it's easy to criticize people, I think, for taking the money. But where's the middle? That's the interesting question that you ask. And you mentioned David Faraday. I just saw this week that initially he told people he took the gig there on TV for the money. But now he's saying that it was his chance to be a lead announcer, a lead analyst in the broadcast booth. So for him, it was an opportunity beyond the money, because I don't think he was getting that at NBC, and I guess not at CBS, or he wouldn't have left there. So he's an interesting case, too.
Yeah, yeah. I hadn't really thought about that. You know, they've all disappeared. All those names have disappeared. You know, and I'm looking at Justin Thomas, and I'm wondering, are you enjoying your game anymore? You know, Justin, I just don't see that. Or Xander Schauffele. You know, some of the guys that had some joie de vivre in the game. You know, you saw a little bit of emotion in the game. I just don't. Jordan Spieth never showed emotion so much, but I don't know. It's just different. And we just all love golf, right? We're just all going to go play golf, and to heck with all the money they're making.
But it was fun for us. I mean, we got to sit back in the recliner while they played their hearts out to try to make a living and know that maybe if they made that, but good God, their life's going to change. It was reality TV in sports before there was reality TV, really.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, where are you off to after you leave the beautiful desert?
Back to Hollywood. Are you missing Jim Nance on NCAA basketball yet?
Oh, no. No. Yeah. I, you know, you watch more sports than I do.
Well, the last time I saw him was in the broadcast booth at the LA Open, and he didn't have to do the Big Ten tournament, and he didn't do basketball this year, so he has some time off. And he was saying to the people in the booth, I'll see you in Augusta. And that was like a month and a couple of weeks away. So I'm happy for my pal there that he's going to get a little bit of a break here. And I guess he'll be at the finals, but he doesn't have to go through the grind of working that hectic schedule and then going from the Super Bowl to the NCAA to the Masters.
Just think, what a lifestyle. That is, you know, we think, gosh, I wish I could do that. But you don't see your family, or do they go with you? What's the deal there?
He had his family traveling with him quite a bit, but he had young children. And now they have school, and, they, you know, there are the realities of life. And
yes.
So he moved from Pebble Beach. I mean, he still has the house in Pebble Beach, but he moved to Nashville. And the part of the reason is it's centrally located and in the central time zone. So that if he has to call the Pittsburgh Steelers game at 1 o'clock on a Sunday, he can be home in time for dinner. Whereas opposed to, you know, trying to get from New England or Pittsburgh or Miami back to the San Francisco area and Pebble Beach was exhausting. So,
yes.
Yeah. There Smart. Are those realities of family life for him too, even at his level.
Yeah. Well, that's the bottom line. The kids in school, you know, that's it. So, Michael Patrick Shields, host of the Michigan's Big Show with Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire. You are that, you know. You always know where to go and what to do. I can't remember, Craigens Resort in Minnesota. What was that about?
Oh, Tom Lehman redesigned a golf course there. That was last August already. Yeah, that was a really cool place, a family place in the middle of Minnesota. And as you know, he's from Minnesota. And the intrigue on that day was that his son was qualified for the 3M championship there down in Minneapolis the same week he'd opened that course. And so he was, you know, more nervous, I think, about going to watch his son play in front of the hometown crowd, even though they live in Arizona now. But yeah, that was a sweet, sweet thing. And I was just writing about it this week. How did you know about that? How did you know I was writing that?
I didn't
Very
know.
Spooky you are.
Now, I was watching television, and I do that occasionally when I'm working on something else or doing the house. So I'm not really sitting, but I'm listening. And this young man who's, a family man, and he said, yeah, I'm here playing right now. I think it was golf. And he said, my 8-year-old, it's his birthday today, and I can't be there. So I love you, he says to his son via television. And I thought, if I was that 8-year-old little boy, I'd be thrilled that my daddy did that. That would just make my birthday. Although I'd miss daddy, but I would certainly be very happy. So if that puts your mind at ease, anyone being away from their child on their birthday, know that just doing something that acknowledges the children, and if you can do it on television, man, way to go. You're a star.
Yeah. The column I was writing about my interview with Tom Lehman there at Cragen's was, while he was nervous about his son playing in his first ever PGA Tour event, trying to follow in his footsteps, that same day, my son was taking the bar exam over in California, and I said, wow, we've really got it. I mean, I barely can breathe today for nerves. And he said, yeah, that's big stuff there, So the two of us could relate at that level in a little way, on that very different ways. But nevertheless, we would have traded, he would have traded all his titles for his son to do well or win that tour event. And that's just how it goes.
It is just how it goes.
Yeah, I wonder how Tiger's son is going to do ultimately in competitive golf.
Oh, that's a tough one. It's a, when you've got to live up to your dad's level, but you can't put that in front of you. And I'm sure Tiger, has had that conversation with him about expectations. It's the worst thing. He had a plan. His dad had a plan. Does his son have a plan? I'm sure they do. And I'm sure that Tiger is protecting him from expectations that aren't. Tiger was special. Tiger is special. His son is special. But who knows in what way his specialness is? Everybody's different. We all have special things about us that,
Well, we
lucky,
saw it with Gary Nicklaus, remember? He gave it a go.
Well, say that again. I'm sorry.
I was saying we saw it with Gary Nicklaus. He gave it a go on tour, tried to compete like that.
Yeah, but
I wonder if the LIV Tour would give Tiger's son money just to have him there.
Yeah, I wonder if Tiger would let his son take the money just to go there.
Oh, you think that parents can actually let their kids do things or stop them?
Well, I don't know.
You are living in the Bob Hope Desert Classic era, then.
I think Tiger's got a pretty persuasive way about him, but you're right. Son probably has the same. You got me there, okay? Yeah, I'm in the Bob Hope Classic era. What's wrong with you, kid? You're not listening to your dad. All right. I have to find, I always do this to myself. I have the outro so that I can thank the people who make this show possible. And
sweet.
Yeah, it's really important, to give credit where credit's due. The people who help pay for the, what it costs to do this. And that doesn't include my salary because I don't get one. Okay, enough of
me. You're doing it for love of the game, and that's why LIV Tour, contact Danielle Tucker, get her on your broadcast team, and let's do this.
I don't know that I would do that. Michael Patrick Shields is host of the Michigan's Big Show. And Michael Patrick Shields is a travel guru extraordinaire, and he's getting me in trouble every minute that we're on together. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. The Aloha Section PGA, Hawaii's top contenders and teachers. Get your kids on the course. Seriously. Golf, the gift that lasts a lifetime, and it's incredible how many manners they'll pick up. Good manners, things that they won't listen to you about, but they'll listen to the kids and the other people there. Uh-huh. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. So get out and brand yours. Aloha Power Equipment. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. And don't forget, they've got the Aloha Power Equipment generator sale. They've got specials in every size. You can save $200 on the Honda EU 2200, and a free extended warranty comes with it. That's a $250 savings. Plus, altogether, it's $450. So get on out there and take care of it. And Pro Camera Hawaii, now in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. That's a really cool shopping center. Capture your moments with the best photo equipment possible. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.